the island.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red. When his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I learned. Your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits. But I can see it more clear, cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hands.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
My favorite
mutant. Yeah. We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, the Thursday edition. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And let me tell you, man, we got a busy show today. All the Talking Heads could be in studio today. Of course, we're going to set it off. I'm going to tell you, my good friend, you know, one of my sponsors for Years Without Fears, and I've been endorsing his product for Years Without Fears. I'm going to talk to my good friend, Mr. Kevin Comer, Chef Kevin Comer from Tropical Gyros. Yes, man. And of course, you know, I have a firm, and I can say this without reprisal, and I had like some of the first tropical gyros that were ever created on this island.
That is correct.
So, you know, the love is long lasting. You know what I mean? Really, you know, romantic kind
of
way.
Let's clarify that.
But glad to have you on the show, Chef. And everybody feel free to chime in. It's normal 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You can text on in. Text lines are powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. Stream us live. We're on cable channel 969 and BTC Flow channel 612. Yep. And, of course, this is how it's going to go today. We're a little different show today. It is called Talking Heads, so we got a lot of Talking Heads in the studio with us today. We're going to be talking with Chef. We're going to talk with our good friends from Rev. They got big things coming up, all right, with that big NFL camp. You're going to rub elbows with some of your favorite NFL stars. You know, that's right up my alley. And then, of course, later on in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to have the committee from the Uncle Lou Celebrity Golf Tournament, you know, in memory of the great Uncle Lou Adderley.
Nice.
You know what I mean? And it wouldn't be right at 5 o'clock to have sack on without having Earl the Pearl in full sack glory, you know? Oh, God, I'm looking forward to that. But, yeah, so we're going to start it off today. Got no trivia today. No trivia today. We'll do it again tomorrow, and then we'll do it again in the next week. But we got lots to talk about. I figure you'll enjoy your ride home because you're going to have a good conversation. And, Chef, starting off with you, man. And, of course, like I say, it's my pleasure to do so because I've been sampling tropical gyros for years. I had one of the first ones. But to see where you guys have come with it. And right. From the initial conversations, like, hey, we need to branch out of this. We need more than one store.
Right, right.
Look where it is now. Tell us a little bit of how you got here.
Right.
Where it started and how you got here.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Naughty, thanks for having me on the show. You know, I fully endorse what you do, man. Your comedy keeps us rolling, man, you know. And
I try, man.
So, hey, listen.
And your gyros keep me fueled.
There you go. So we got a good partnership going on.
There you go.
Listen, man, you know, from relaunches at the World Relays, man, it's just been incredible, the journey that I've been on with Tropical Gyros. You know, through promotion with you pushing us out there, man, and getting people to come and see us and taste us and see what we have going. And, you know, and to see that we're at, you know, after see, 5 years.
I remember there was 4 grills at one time.
Yeah, you remember that.
You
understand. In the backyard. You remember.
Carrying on. It was off the chain. And that's where we knew it had to evolve. And then now you got the store.
Now we got the store. And, you know, we had expanded to another one at downtown. But, of course, COVID knocked us out. And, you know, now we're at the point now, you know, we're coming and launching an ROAC X for investment to do a proper expansion because we feel that we've been able to have a good cemented, a good base in the community now.
Right.
You know, I got to say this, man, you know, over the last 2 years and even through COVID, I've been working with Jonathan Mitchell over at Symphony Financial. He's been really helping and giving me some good financial advice and guidance and keeping us on a straight path.
Right, which is good.
And so now that we're...
And that's always good when you got a potential investors or partners that they know, okay, they know what they're doing. Not only does it taste good, right, but they know how to run the business.
Exactly. And then now with the launch through AWACX, we have been on and giving us guidance and pushing us forward. And so this raise that we're doing, man, trying to get people to jump into the to the ownership group of Tropical Gyros, we're looking to push forward with our production distribution plan and plant. And then from there, we're going to be looking at expansion with Carmichael Road. We're looking at the Prince Charles area,
my brother,
up south.
My brother, I got a spot for you in the West.
Well, we're looking at the West.
And I want that to be my branch, my partnership.
No problem. Anytime. Because we're looking at the West.
Man, listen now, me and Bats out in tight right there, you know, right in the plaza, bada bing, bada boom.
You know,
I know the spot too.
We were trying, interesting enough that you should say that, you know, because I spoke to Butts back in 2016 trying to get a spot there.
Me and Butts go back from the same time, all right? Yeah.
I used to work for Butts at Burger King.
Good people, man.
So, yeah, man, yeah. So, you know,
between you and I, we can break that out, you know.
All right, let's get it done, Naughty. We got to get it done that's what we need to be.
I ain't gonna talk about that. That's the late night one. Oh, they could take over for what drop-off used to be. Stop it. Don't talk it.
There you go.
Don't talk it.
But that's what we, you know, and it's always been our belief, I put forward, that we can definitely, you know, expand within New Providence and Family Islands, you know?
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes. I just want to know, your due date set of vegan Tropical Gyro?
A vegan? They got a vegan on top of a vegan on top of a veggie, my brother.
Yeah, man, we got you covered. Just come on in and ask for the vegan option, and we got you covered. We have
And let me ask you another question. Mm-hmm. What product, Michael, because this is where I live, in this area, down in Dignity Gardens.
Right now, we're looking for whatever spot we can find on Carmichael right now. I can be honest with you, you know. So that's the key for us. We want to be in a high traffic area where people can get to us.
Very high traffic.
You know, because we plan to keep that open until at least 11 o'clock at night, to get some of that late night traffic. So definitely we're going to be able to support you. And the vegan option, we definitely have. Just come in and ask for it, and we got you covered.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so to get to this point now, Chef, is like, I know the success of the relay. You know it in the sports shack community, you are large. you have stepped from the golden goblet. You know, you're part in the room.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
So your respect is concrete for years. The product, though, this is where somebody like me gets to endorse it. And you know me, 24 years as a professional stand-up comedian, I can keep it real with you on the food. I'm a foodie.
Of course.
That's what we do. And if you ever travel and you see an establishment where, you know, in the States, Mickey Dean, Lord bless him, I don't know where he is right now. I work with him. He's a legend in Alabama. One of the first things he taught me on the road is, hey, Naughty, now remember, you want more bang for your buck, buddy. When you roll up, you need to look at a restaurant that has truckers, pimps, prostitutes, police officers, all at one having a good meal. You can get more cluck for your buck and bang for your dollar. Sure enough, and everybody told me, police told me after that, truckers told me after that. I never talked to any prostitutes, but I know a pimp or two told me, same thing. And basically what it is, if you get... Mm-hmm. You know, it builds up. It's the taste. It's not just what you get. It's that comfort. And that's what Tropical Gyros is to me. Comfort. Flowing wine. Hey, anyone loves to leave me. Let me have my moment.
There you go. And that's what I got. You know, I bought you lobster for you.
But you know, that's a special right there, man. And you know, I tend to eat Tropical Gyros a lot on a Monday during football season after Dallas lets me down on a Sunday. So, you know, and I figure I'm getting it from a dolphin who's putting a lot of love into it because he's suffering the same way.
We've been suffering. We've been suffering longer than y'all, but anyway.
It's something for everybody, though. You have like the lobster, you have the cheeseburger, you have the jerk chicken, you have the pork. I mean, you got it right across the board.
Yeah, I've tried. What I tried to do is I tried to cover all proteins.
Then you did the bowls. You did the salads. You do your vegan options. I mean, they all, and the rice people. The rice. See, I get that out. I get that the cat out of the bag. The rice. That's all I can say.
Yeah. It's different.
It's good. And guess what? You'll never find out what he puts into it. I think he's sworn to secrecy to him and God, and that's it. But let me tell you, the taste infusions and the flavor infusions the chef has. 150%. I would go to bat for this man any day of the week. If they tell me chef catering the party, are you trying to crash that party if I'm not invited? That's how good the food is. So you definitely need to go down and check it out for yourself. Sample it for yourself if you haven't done so already. But also look at the option of supporting a Bahamian businessman and a Bahamian mm-hmm. business get to the next level. Because I don't think Chevy's just trying to franchise in the Bahamas.
No.
I'm kind of seeing tropical gyros in malls across the United States.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. You know, I truly believe this international, that we can take our brand international. That's the goal.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
What's going on, Jeff?
Right here, my brother, right here. And let me just say congratulations to the chef.
Thank you.
In the studio. I've been listening for the past couple of days of what he has been presenting in terms of tropical gyro. I did have one some time ago. It was very, 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 very off the chain. So I say congratulations.
Thank you.
To him, though.
Go ahead.
I'm saying that you're dealing with the proteins and everything. You know, some of our Bahamian islands, in particular Long Island, has been very synonymous with husbandry and all that stuff. Have you ever considered like your lamb product, which is very expensive on the market today, we know.
Mm-hmm.
But we know a lot of our family islands do that kind of, you know, animal livestock and everything. Going forward, do you think you would make an investment perhaps into, you know, really investing in persons here locally who do have it? They may not have the quantities
mm-hmm.
that you may want right at this particular time,
mm-hmm.
but perhaps to get a lot of your produce, a lot of your stuff locally that you may want to inject some type of investment into that area to protect, not just support the Bahamian market, but
mm-hmm.
also to protect the quality. Because, you know, we do things differently here.
Correct.
We don't use pesticides and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
like for our plants, like our vegetables and stuff. But, you know, support the local market by also encouraging those who are into these two different areas to also produce sufficient that may be able to complement your business. I think that's another angle in terms of investment.
Well, I will tell you this. I will tell you this. As a Bahamian and a person that believes in the Bahamas and believes in Bahamian creativity and ingenuity, I would definitely look at partnering and trying to see how we can forge a synergized relationship with farmers and also livestock producers and chicken. Because, look, it would be so much better for us to say that all of our products are indigenous from the Bahamas. It would be something that we would definitely look at as we move forward. And so I'm hoping that as we grow along, that we can also bring other people along with us and take this to the next level.
Well, let me just close on this one very important thing here. And Naughty, this all stemmed just listening to the conversation, you know, with their mother, onions, for instance, that we threw away just last year. I think over the last 2 years, they showed a huge mountain of onions
mm-hmm.
that was grown locally here organically, but they went to waste. I think we need now to invest in our people more who are in these two very critical food growing areas. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, Jeff, thanks for the contributions. Always good, man. Always good stuff, Jeff. All right, to the text lines we go. Congrats to the chef. Good job. Naughty, please. Please tell the COP to get the traffic police on the road, man. Too many people breaking traffic laws, like using cell phones, texting, and illegal turns. So, all right, we'll keep an eye on that, man. And then, obviously, we have an In Their Feelings Greek Bahamian texter of Greek Bahamian extraction. Listen, I know it's called Hedos,
all right?
Or Yidos, like baklava, a moussaka, okay? Don't talk to me like I know the Greek people. Put on your Greek fisherman hat and go dive a sponge, okay? That's what you need to do. I say gyro, you know, because my real name is Inigo, like Inigo Montoya. You have killed my father, now prepare to die. Have you seen how y'all have bastardized my name over the last 40-some years? Inigo, Negro, Nego. So take it. It's gyro, but I say gyro. And the last time I checked, it's my show, so I can call it gyro however you like. But thanks for texting. I appreciate you listening. You really, you should try one. I bet you if you try one too, you'd say, boy, this is a good gyro or hero, whichever way. It's all good. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, good afternoon, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, man, and good afternoon to the young gentleman.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're making him feel good because he ain't been a young gentleman but 20 years ago, so that's good stuff.
But guess what I call looking and doing? I want him to know. I tell you, woman smiling. He says, stepdaughter, right? Came up with the name. He said he was going to name it Paradise Gyros.
Mm-hmm.
But she said Tropical Gyros, right?
Yes.
And I said, wow. I say that name is irrefutable. Is that just so great? Like, I just picture seeing this Tropical Gyros.
Now you want me to really tell you the true story, 52?
I used to live in the States. It was Polo Tropical.
Yes.
And you know, the Cubans is cooked similar to us.
I take it easy.
Doing their black beans.
Coge lo suave.
Huh?
I say you take it easy. You're talking about the Cuban. Coge lo suave. Take it easy. Very careful. Arroz con pollo, con frijoles negros. Dale huevo.
Yeah, you guys get lazy sometime, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got to taste it, and I got to support it, but I want to know if he incorporate the stuffed crab, because, you know, he's a stuffed crab freak. I remember knowing this baked crab and all them, and different people just do it different and all that. But I just can't wait for someone to put a pattern on that, man, because, you know, the stuffed crab is be off the chain. I don't know why, but we don't eat it, et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, it make me feel proud, man. Bless up still.
All right, but I have to look at that. I haven't tried it, but I will try to look at it.
But I'm thinking maybe like a Cuban infused jar might be working.
Well, we can do that.
The arroz con pollo, la medianoche, sprinkle in there, the ingredients, make that happen.
You know?
But, Chef, I know you're busy. I know you got to make the rounds. You're doing more media tonight. But how can folks get in touch now that they've known about it, they've heard about the product, they've endorsed it, they've gone done their own personal taste test? And always, you know, don't forget Tropical Gyros right now on Mackie and Rosetta, open until 6, so you can indulge and enjoy on the way home right now.
There you go.
Available for you for takeout, drive-through, and delivery. Well, not drive-through, but takeout and walk-in orders, as well as phone in 601-5752. And, of course, you know, available for you on the Craven app for delivery.
Thank you. Yeah, well, what you can do right now, for those of you who might be interested in investing in Tropical Gyros, go to arawakx.com and just click on the Tropical Gyros link, and it'll open up and show you our whole concept, what we want to do, what we've been doing for the past 5 years, and where we plan to go. And if you feel that that's an investment that you'd like to make, please jump on board. We're welcome to have you.
And I've already, you know, MJ and I have already sat on, and we're going to make that out.
There you go.
Make that a part of our portfolio there, Chef.
There you go. Thank you, Naughty, for having me on the show, man.
Always,
man. Appreciate it, man.
And listen, let me just tell you, 52, the backstory. Don't let his stepdaughter fool you. She was trying her darnest to get it to be called Savannah Gyros. And that ain't never happened. So we all there, you know, we go with Tropical. Good boy.
Take it
Anyhow,
easy, man.
Be safe. You can talk soon, man. All Love you, Chef.
Yeah, man.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. All right, here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. On the flip side of the break, we're going to talk with our good friends from Rev. And I'm letting you know now, I will tackle, I will block, I will cut anybody who comes near my Tropical Gyros. I don't care if you got pro athletes out there. I don't care if you got a cornerback, a defensive back, a linebacker. You ain't touching my gyros. In the meantime, to take a break right here, Tropical Talking Heads, Guardian 96.9 FM. And yes, I got Tropical Gyros and you don't. Guess what I'm going to do on the break? Anyhow, I'll tell you how it tastes when we come back.
Don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding lives. By knowing what actions you should take to reduce the effects of hurricane disaster, get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, surge protectors, essential supplies, plus so much more before the storm, after the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and more. The Nassar Guardians Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity, plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, or your account executives. Will you be prepared?
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Need to satisfy your late night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And I told you, my good friends from Rev, we're going to be taking a Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me on this side of the break. And they are. I've got Danielle Smith from Rev. I've got Mr. Jonathan Lord, and he's no stranger to these parts, you know. He's family around here. And very, very, very happy to have Mr. Rashad Fenton of the Kansas City Chiefs. So all you Chief fans out there, Chef who just left, big-time Chief fan. Marvin, the pharmacist, big-time Chief fan. I like to watch y'all because I've been on parlays, you know, off the Chiefs. I take the overs, and Mahomes makes me good. But I'm a long-suffering Cowboy fan, so please don't take that out on me. All right? Don't tackle me, bro.
Oh, boy.
All right, but the good thing about it is Rashad has Bahamian roots, man. If you notice, the Kansas City Chiefs now has not one, but now two players on there with Bahamian roots, and Rashad is the second one. And, you know, good old Miami Carroll City alumni, good old South Florida dude, man. Rashad, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
It's a pleasure to be here, man. Just honored to be in the Bahamas. Just honored to be here in the Guardian. Just soaking it all in. Just grateful.
But good. Enjoy it, man. Make sure they take good care of you. Get your Kong salad, you know what I mean? Get your peanut brittle and your coconut candy, you know, all that good stuff, right? Get all things behaving while you're here. But real quick, Danielle, what we got going on? We got great things popping this weekend, man.
We do. First of many. Rev has signed on to be the titled sponsor of the Bahamas' first All-Pro Celebrity Weekend, and you know that Rev has coined itself to be the home of sports.
Well, I know, because I push your football back and shit. I'm sure they'll start pushing that in short order.
Yeah, they are actually the only home service provider that provides premium sports packages. So, correct. Of course, we could not miss this opportunity when it was presented by Jonathan himself. So we jumped onto this because it is a jam-packed weekend filled with all types of community building efforts as well as fun and exciting activities.
So when I looked at the whole thing from top to bottom, that's one of the things that did jump out to me, Daniel. I said, that's a great weekend. Not only are they giving back to the community, they're in the camp for the kids, they're doing the cocktail reception that sponsors love to have. They're actually immersing themselves and getting, you know, like I say, their toes in the sand, and they like that. That's good stuff.
Getting work done for the community. So we are doing a community cleanup as well. You mentioned the camp, so that is going to be an effort where we can bring young kids together just so they can have some great fundamental things to work on and so that we can produce great Bahamians at the end of the day.
Because I think we have to really look at getting football at least an organized flag level that makes them competitive so they can transition into the state and learn how to tackle and put on the gear and eventually get it into the football into the high school programs. I think we have an untapped market of talent and unlimited potential out here between wide receivers, cornerbacks, quarterbacks, running backs, skill positions galore. Mm-hmm. But then more importantly, nothing like good old-fashioned peas and rice fed behavior for us. Who can lift up a passo on one hand? I mean, I see a lot of offensive linemen out there and defensive tackles, and I'm like, man, we can do this.
Yeah. And you know, we have a lot of great stars out at the Bahamas Flag Football Federation.
Correct.
So we encourage you guys to go down there and watch the games every Sunday they have those.
And the camp is going to be kind of affiliated with them as well, too, right?
I think so. Jonathan can.
So Jason and them getting involved, that's good stuff.
Yep.
But the good thing about it for me, too, from a youth aspect, to see that youth sports is also being, you know, highlighted. And we're getting football reintroduced because obviously something that we need to look at maybe, you know, the punt, pass, and kick kind of situation with the NFL has, find some young Bahamians and get them off there.
Oh, yeah.
Because Rashad could probably tell you, he was playing in South Florida. He had to be playing football from, what, 4 or 5?
Easily 5 years old.
They got Pop Warner all the way up.
All the way up.
And if you look at a lot of the Pop Warner teams in Florida, Georgia, Texas, California, the NFL is littered, and I say in a good way, littered with all of their names because they've been there. That's how they grow.
From early.
So we're doing it with baseball, which is awesome.
Yep.
We now have the opportunity with football, and I think Rev and you guys coming on board, that's a great, great situation here.
Yep. No, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's about – one of the things is the talent that's here. I love what you guys said about it because the talent is here, right? We look at Michael Strawn right now. I mean, Mike – Strawn is a freak of nature, right, when it comes to him being an athlete.
And he's poised to do big things for the Colts this year because of the situation in our wide receiver room. And he's been working, and he's a big target.
He
reminds me a lot of Marcus Colston, who used to play for the Saints back in the day.
Very true.
Big, tall, lanky, rangy. Can't cover him. He's just big.
Yeah.
Now, he may not beat you deep down the field, but he'll kill you across the middle.
You know? It's a big year for him. He's got a great quarterback. He's got a really good quarterback.
Well, Ryan making the transition now in the trade. They got rid of Carson Wentz.
Yep.
So, and most people get rid of Carson Wentz. And for all of you Eagle fans, let me just remind you that Dak Prescott is still the best quarterback from that draft class. Okay, better than Wentz, better than Goff, the other professional in here who probably would attest to that as well.
I think I just may agree with you.
There you go. All right?
Get him fit.
And now all the listeners are like, don't indulge Naughty on that. Don't enable Naughty. But was it like to get these guys? Because when you look at the names now, you're not just, you're talking Rashad, I've been coming player with the Kansas City Chiefs. You're going to hear his name throughout the season. You get special teams, you get on the field, off the team. But then you got some grizzled veterans.
Yeah, man.
You managed to get Keenan Allen. I need to talk to Keenan. I need to thank Keenan. He's helped me win not one, but two fantasy championships in one season.
Absolutely.
So I got to buy him something, man. I got to talk to Keenan, man.
We'll get him on the phone. We get him on the phone right now.
And DJ Swearinger, another one that I've enjoyed watching every week, man. If you want a safety that just fills the box from a will level you and play safety. Correct. I was supposed to be safe. Play it as DJ Swearinger.
Absolutely.
You look at Ingram and you Dolphin fans. Now y'all got a Dolphin here. Y'all can actually touch a Dolphin that's actually not pedigree, like a Pro Bowler, a former Pro Bowler. Look at that. And then, you know, you got some other names there too that just jump out and you're like, you know what? And of course, for me, Michael Vick is another one.
So, you know, it's a great collection of guys. The reason the selection is kind of random in a sense is because they're all really good friends of either myself or my business partners in this. You know, DJ Swearinger was actually just here like 3 weeks ago for the Derek Jeter event with me. So when I saw him in the airport, I was like, hey, welcome back. You know what I mean? He's been with me to Bimini.
Oh. That's you with the Jeter?
Yeah.
Next year, we ain't got that problem, mate. Because I know your mommy now. And don't make me, let me beg un tobacco, okay?
Dale, papa, I got you.
Okay,
got
next year, no problem. That's okay. It's beautiful. It's a good thing. I like that.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, this guy. I like him. He's a good guy.
Well, yeah, no, Mel, you know, Mel's a good friend. You know, now Fent, young homie, got a lot of energy. Love this dude. Keenan's great, good.
And one thing that you guys will know, Bahamians will ride for you. Well, you know, they remember you for the camp.
They truly
will. Your guys, your Dolphin, right? But guess what? My favorite Kansas City team is Rashad Fent, but don't play with me. That's how we go. We'll claim everything.
I just would tell
you. All things Bahamian. But it's a good thing, though, because it allows, again, for young players who are interested in football. And we got a lot of kids that are interested in it. They do what I call the Mecca. They'll go to find family in the States, wherever it is. I won't play football. Mm-hmm. I understand when you high school and just the rest is history.
Yeah.
It gives them opportunity now to say, you know what, I want to chase that dream even more. If he could do it, I could do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're touchable. And that's something that the Bahamian kids love. Like, dude, that's the cornerback for the Chief. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
You should see when Jazz walks in the room, or Lucius walks in the room, or Todd Isaacs walks in the room during Don't Blink, and let them be followed by like Bo Bichette.
Sure.
You know, Vlad Guerrero. It's the moment, and I really appreciate you bringing that here.
Of course.
Because I think when I was younger, if we had more people outside of Jeff, God bless him, Jeff Rogers for the basketball
shout out to
camp.
Jeff, man. Shout
out to Jeff. Big up to Jeff. And a few others, there was nothing really there. We had to go off the camps.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got the opportunity, you can start doing camps and different things down here.
Absolutely.
I'm sure we could put the Rashad Fenton summer football camp together,
you
man.
Think,
man?
That sounds good.
You got to catch him now because then you're going to get that second contract and you're going to go, no.
Could never be too big for
football.
Yeah, but that's something that needs to be looked at because at the end of the day, this is like when you throw a pebble mm-hmm. in a pond, you get one ring, two ring, and you get the ripples. And I think it's going to have a positive ripple effect, and then we rev on board.
Oh, yeah.
All things sports.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to my locker room crew on Rev as well.
Yeah, man.
Got to big them up.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Listen, no, but for real though, Naughty, it's and that's the goal, right? So we start with this camp, and thank you so much to Rev for investing in this camp. Really and truthfully, it's a huge undertaking, and for them to just go all in on us, and really we've been working hand in hand every single day. Like every day to pull it together. You know, and shout out to all our other sponsors, Bamboo Shack, Sapodilla. One of our sponsors sitting outside, he's a huge Keenan Allen fan, Cohen Kerr. So shout out to him. You know, he came out there yesterday to meet Keenan, and after that, he messaged me. He's like, hey, man.
Oh, that's a thank dude right here on social media, man. Well, I'm fanboy all over the place for Keenan Allen. I got pictures of you on my page, bro. I need autographs. That's some real romance love right there, bro. That's up there with like me and Kobe, bro. Lord bless for that. I swear, that's good. I like that, man. Good stuff.
Hey, it is what it is. But you know, it's definitely a great opportunity, and the goal is to expand into other camps. So now Rashad, you know, Fenton DB camp and a Michael Strong camp, you know, Melvin Ingram, possible
and
dinner
and
in
you
Miami.
Know all of these guys, you know the specific things they like, so you could probably, you know, break it down and make it happen with the golf, with the fishing, with everything, man.
Yep.
Tell a teammate or two ain't doing nothing, come on down. And I think you're really on to something, so I think it was that important when I heard about it. And they called me, they're like, can Rev get it? I said, Rev, bring down boy, I'll make people, but that's what you mean. So, yeah, definitely, you know, always good to see Rev doing the thing. But like I said, the kids are going to get out there and give them the rundown one more time so they know. Because my phone is blowing up right now. Let's go to the text. Yeah, when can we get more information about the
Absolutely.
Saturday camp?
Absolutely. So the camp is June 11th at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. At this juncture, we're really approaching close to cap registration. We are doing 300 kids, 150 per session. The first session is ages 6 to 12, so we're trying to start young like we talked about. And then we're doing ages 13 to 18. And we have the VIP experience, which you know is going on right now, starting at 9:30. That's really the best opportunity to get to interact with these kids, for the bigger kids, right?
Right.
So for the adults out there that are fans, you a Keenan Allen fan like Mr. Kerr out there, you know, you a fan of Rashad, that's the opportunity. And you can find the way to register to that for that VIP experience, www.BahamasAllProWeekend.com. After that is then when we break out into the instructional session camps, and it is so exciting. One of my other partners in there, Alex Guerrero, Society Marketing Agency. He's actually the marketing representative for Mike Strawn. He's been doing these camps for years. He put together a run a show. I mean, it's going to be absolutely incredible to see what these kids are going to get to learn from some of the greats, really some of the best players in NFL right now.
All right, so that's going down on Saturday.
Yep, June
11th. Then, of course, you got the fan experience at 9:30.
Yep,
Listen. And no shame, go out there, fellas. Ain't nobody gonna laugh at you. It's okay.
It is what it is.
And if some of you are shed a tear, it's okay. It's happened before.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And listen, what Naughty, we got on Friday, June 10th at Sapodilla. Big shout out to Sapodilla. We have the after party going on. That's going to be exciting. I mean, all the guys are excited. We actually have a DJ that's coming in, DJ Vibes 305. He's been DJing for some of these guys for many years, and he's so excited.
I don't know. You say it's starting at 10?
Yeah, 10. Come on, man.
Man, listen, not only to tell you that. If it's starting at 10, if you could give us till 11, me and the comics from Jokers will come and we'll do a whole scenario down there. If you don't want some stand-up comedy, I imagine J.J. Curry and Chad Zumok right now ready to go. Two funny individuals.
Ready.
And Chad got some funny NFL material. If he's a Cleveland Brown fan, he may not like it, but that's okay. But yeah, no, for real, man. At the end of the day, though, that's what it's about, though. And it's about networking and getting as many people involved as you can to make it that continual experience. And I think you're off to a good start here. Mm-hmm. I think this goes hand in hand with other camps that are going to work. You know, Buddy bringing his camp back. He did
Absolutely.
His experience this year.
Absolutely.
We got other NFL players that might jump up and say the same thing. It allows us, in addition to Don't Blink, now look at doing baseball camps with Lucius and Todd and Jazz moving forward. And then, obviously, the partnership that you guys have now, we could actually go and say, well, look, let's bring some of these other celebrity athletes here to do some stuff,
Absolutely.
To make it happen.
Absolutely.
Or maybe we could get like a WrestleMania on. So, yeah, but that's what it needs. And it needs to have like the pioneers and everything as we evolve.
Yep, absolutely.
To take it to the next level.
Absolutely.
Now, real quick, before we go to the break, because we got to get to the break and then we got to get to the news. Rashad, just let some of the kids know, basically, and some of the parents know, what was it like, you know, how football changed your life and put you where you are today.
You know, I can start with, of course, the obvious things financially wise, just being able to provide, you know, not just as a man, but as a parent, just being able to provide for my family when things is needed. But we're going to talk about the stuff outside of just life lessons, just being able to evolve as you grow. You know, we all face challenges, and football kind of breaks those lessons down in the sport wise. So when you encounter it
in life, you know how to apply it.
You know how to apply it, and it's not just you just stuck and you're going through it, but you can actually transition and you can fight through the life challenges that we all go through. And football is just an amazing sport. It can do
wonders for you.
Wonders, yes.
Now, you got a big opportunity this year, though, because if you look at the secondary in Kansas City, it's slim pickings. Yeah, let's be honest.
Yeah, they drafted some guys this year, but, you know, depending on...
Right, and I mean, this your second year, right?
No, this is my fourth year.
It's your fourth year, right? Yes, okay. Sir. And then, but you got that experience.
Yes.
You got that experience from working your way onto the roster,
yep,
to holding the spot, and to moving up. So... Yep. Obviously, I know no rooks, and you got behavior, and you ain't no rook coming to take your damn credit. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
We know who this is. This is one of your beloved brothers that traveled many miles.
That traveled many miles. But talk to me, my brother.
You know, I want to let you know that... I have some grade 5 students that could be our next Olympians.
Okay.
And our next CrossFit champions.
All right.
Okay.
Sound like with all our speed, if they can run a post in a corner and a fly route, we need to get them out there to the camp on Saturday, too.
No, but the thing is this, you know, they searching. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, they look at him. We got talent right below us, right in front of our face, and we ain't nurturing it and making it happen.
Because the government joke.
Go ahead, I'm listening. I'm hearing you. Go ahead, finish it for me.
But I can tell you. You know, they might crucify me, but then I will take that crucifixion along the way.
You take that one for the team.
Yeah, but they might cheer them, and I love them.
All right, but I know you're passion coaching, and I'll keep pushing that youth level track and field for you, all right? But still, do me a favor. If you got a couple of them fifth graders who can run a fly or post in the corner, get them out there. And if they can catch, more importantly, and if they can't catch, like Rashard, they can play defense.
I get them in grade one.
All right, then we'll talk, all right? Make sure you hit me off there, and we'll have a power hour. But we got to get to the break now. I appreciate your contribution. And like I said, take a quick break, and on the flip side of the break, well, actually, we got to wrap it up now for the news, so I want to thank you guys for stopping by.
Thank you.
Appreciate you all. Refs, don't be no strangers. We got football coming up.
We won't.
All right?
We have a lot of things in the pipeline, so we'll be back.
Rashard, thank you for stopping by, man. I really appreciate you, and we'll stay in touch. I'm going to make sure follow you this year, and every year you're in the league, man. We'll make sure have an opportunity to talk to you each and every week right here on Talking Heads, so we know how you do it in Kansas City. And you never know, I might just show up and say, look here, I want me a 64-ounce steak and a cold Budweiser and make it happen, all right? Because I haven't worked in Kansas City before. I know what time it is.
I'll make it happen for you.
All right, my brother. And mira tú.
Hey.
Cógelo suave.
Papi, talk to me.
Mira, you my brother. Don't worry about nothing. I got you. All right? You just tell everybody you naughty little brother. That one over.
I appreciate that.
Casa es tu casa. You just call me. We're going to make it happen. You good.
Dale.
All right? Because I don't need your mommy pinching me from the next side. All right? So y'all take care, man. Thank you so much for stopping by. We're going to take it to the news now. On the flip side of the break, we'll be talking with the organizers of the Lou Adderley Celebrity Golf Invitational fundraising event coming up. That's going to be an awesome experience, as always. Earl the Pearl will be joining us as well. All coming up in the 5 o'clock hour right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Need to satisfy your late night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good
for you. Hey, Dumps, the boys, them going on a bad trip, dog. Partying and hanging on the family island.
July!
I telling you, Dumps. Hey, but since only enough money for one plane ticket, one of us got to fit in that bag.
That Lucas fit inside the bag then, T?
Well, I was thinking with the perpendicularity of the bag and the spatial structure of your body, you could have just hopped in it right quick.
But T?
I know, Dubs, it's kind of small, but I can slap on handle with care sticker on the vibe.
No, T, I'm trying to tell you, the promotion says two fly free. That means two people could go.
Two?
Two.
I saw it. I can take this gal, eh?
Grab your friends and head to the Family Islands. With the Two Fly Free campaign, there's no better time than now. Go to BahamasResidents.com for more information.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I know we got Pearly gonna be chiming in short order, cause I know how Pearl, I know how early Pearl go. Yes, indeed. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour, and it's a 5:10 p.m. is the time right now. Great conversation so far in the first hour, off to a good start. Now we got to get up into sports. Yes, now we got to do the sports thing, and of course, you know, we'll start off with today in sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7, all right? Give them a call, 377-7776. Let's see what they got chefed up for you. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, don't call the Warriors out, but.
No, I ain't counted the Warriors out yet. I didn't say Warriors in six. I done said that already. Let it all play out.
You really still think they're going to win this because Boston looked more aggressive than them.
No.
The Warriors look weak.
Listen, last night, I said yesterday, a couple of factors that you have to look at for Boston. One was who was going to be the third scorer. You know, we found that out last night. They got contributions from Smart and from Horford. It wasn't Horford with just 2 points and silently into the night. They got help all the way around. They're 8-3. Well, now they're 9-3 in 12 playoff games in Boston. So they do play well at home. The problem is they play on a team that makes good adjustments. Let's see if Golden State can make the adjustment. Now, one of the adjustments that they got to make that might be their Achilles heel, I touched on it yesterday, was the fact that Kerr is having a problem incorporating Klay Thompson and Bradley Poole at the same time. And the man with the hot hand right now is Bradley Poole. He's the veteran. So,
Jordan Poole.
I'm sorry, Jordan Poole. Bradley keeps sleeping in my ear. Is the cornerback. Yeah, Jordan Poole. My apology. Jordan is the hot hand right now. So, I think that's...
No, but even missing some shots, though. He's been missing some shots.
I'm not disagreeing with you there. Yeah, they did. Like, the first game, they were up by 12. Then like you say, they kind of look off in that third and fourth quarter and threw that away. Then game two, they look back to what they like to do. And they seem comfy. Boston took some of that away from them last night. But this is the championship. You should be able to play through some of those kind of things.
I don't know. I believe. I think it's going 7. I think it's going to be a blood match. It's going to be bloody. There's going to be blood.
Oh, you think there's going to be one of them grizzly game 7s like Bird and Magic back in the day?
I honestly believe.
And the Pistons and Jordan them?
Draymond Green and one of the other players can get ejected. I believe this is going to be bloody.
I saw some leaning toward that, some posturing toward being a little some physicality coming. So that remains to be seen. And if it gets into a war of attrition like that, I definitely have to say that the strength lies with Boston. They're a lot more physical and a lot more, you know, nasty when it comes to playing that kind of defense.
Yeah, that's how I see
Golden State's a little more finesse. But we got to see how it goes because remember now, the last series that Boston came out of with Miami, that was the most bipolar series ever. Nobody wanted to win that.
You also have to understand the toughest player Golden State have is Draymond. Once he's out, that's it. Now, every one of those players in Boston, they're tough. These guys, young, they're aggressive, and they're ready for a blood match.
Well, I remember back in 2008. When they beat when the Celtics beat the Lakers, when I was a full-fledged non-self-imposed Laker exile, they out-physical the Lakers. And the Lakers had a physical squad, but they imposed their will on that Laker team, and they out-physical them. That's why when the Lakers beat them a couple of years later, they didn't allow them to get into that physical kind of thing. Remember, they kept it up-tempo as much as they could, kept the ball moving, tried to stick to the principles of the triangle, because they knew you get in a physical series with Boston, they could wear you down.
I believe that as long as Draymond Green stay in, I believe Golden State in 7. But I believe it's going to 7.
But, you know, I said it in 6, but I understand your points, and they're very good, valid points as far as going in 7. But the whole question is, does Draymond stay in, or does he get ejected again from the finals?
I don't believe he's disciplined enough. And the thing about it is, Boston is not going to allow him to be disciplined. Boston's going to continue to tempt him.
If I'm Boston, I got two of my bench warmers ready to come in and use their 6 fouls, talk and smack to Draymond all night and get him out of his game.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
And tell him how good his mom cooks and all kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put him right over the edge. But guess what? Maybe we need to see a good bloodbath series, a little throwback to back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
Knicks and Bulls and Knicks in Houston and the Bulls in Seattle and Boston and the Lakers and Detroit and the Lakers and Detroit and whoever else they used to play. I mean, the league's gotten watered down so, you know, thanks to LeBron over the years. I'm glad some physicality back. Maybe we need a good bloodbath.
Please, now, you just lost me when you mentioned LeBron James. Please.
You know, I did just throw him under the bus a little bit. You know,
you just lost me. You just lost me.
But I didn't mean to lose you.
All right. Thank you.
No, brother, thank you for your contributions all the time, man. Be safe, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's another one that don't like LeBron, but he don't want to say it. I'll say it for you. The league has gotten soft since LeBron got there. Y'all run sexuals need to understand that. Y'all need to know it's him who caused the league to get watery and soft. So don't take it out on us just for teaching you the real of it. Hey, is Pearly zoomed in? Hey, beautiful. What's going on, Earl the Pearl?
Stop bringing LeBron name up. You just try to back straight up, right?
Okay, listen. I had to tell people today, right? Anyway, go ahead.
I go one show without mentioning that fella's name.
But does it incur your wrath like it bothers me too? Does it annoy you?
Yes.
I mean, come on, but Earl, I'm not lying. The league got soft. They watered it down because of LeBron.
But I just don't feel like hearing his name.
Okay.
I got to hear his name every morning on the ESPN.
Okay.
Somewhere or the other.
We will refer to him as he whose name we shall not call on Talking Heads.
Let's not even refer to him for one show.
Okay. We'll do that starting tomorrow. Because we can't do that today. I already messed that up.
No, you did. Now, back to the Golden State.
Yeah, you are our good friend chiming in. What say you on this Golden State Boston scenario?
I did say Golden State. I have to adjust my predictions. So I really think Golden State will probably go in seven. I will not hesitate if Boston wins game four, and you might as well say it over. They're feeling some swag. Golden State will have to come out Friday night and stick it to them. But Mike
look at the previous series, though. Boston had this bipolar mantra the whole time. I mean, they felt good out of game three, and then, boom, they got punched in the mouth of game four. So we really got to see which Boston team is going to show up and which Golden State team is going to make the adjustment.
Well, I'm concerned about Steph because I know he did hurt his leg, so I don't know how much he'll be. I know he'll be there, trust me, unless his leg is cut off, broken off, or whatever, he'll be there.
Now,
I'm not too worried about
somebody who plays possum better than anybody else in the NBA is Curry, you know. Curry could play possum with the best of them, you know.
Yeah.
Okay? I seen all my leg, all my back, all my arm, and then he drops 40 on you. Okay?
He probably will do that. You know, but I think you know, some people start up because you see one game. This is a player. This is a game of adjustments. They're going to make adjustments. They're going to see if Curry is really good at doing that. So they're going to do their adjustments. They're going to come back with a different look on Friday night. I think the Boston Gardens, I don't know what this, the Boston Gardens what they used to call it of the Boston Gardens. I forget how they used to describe it. But the aura of a Boston Gardens, the fans of Boston, that's a whole different kind of game, particularly in the playoffs. So I think they got the pool. I think that he was a bit overwhelmed by playing in Boston, but I think Steph them will sit him down. They will talk with him. I think they'll get him on a better footing, and I think you'll see a different output from him. I think Draymond Green is going to listen to getting bashed all day from NBC Sports, the Yahoo Sports, the ESPN, the NBA TV. He got eat for breakfast all day. I think he's going to respond accordingly on Friday. So I think it'll be 2-2 after Friday.
All right, well, let's run down real quick today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's well-weathered trip out there to the Old Fort Chopin Plaza and Earl of Pearl. Listen here. Today is the 9th of June, 2022, all right? A lot of big things happened on this day in sports. A lot. Some of them you were here for. Some of them we weren't here for. But, yeah, they were big things. 1914, Honus Wagner became the second player in Major League history to record 3,000 hits. I always wondered about that name, Honus. Who would name a child Honus?
Let's leave that one alone. I know you could do plenty of things.
Boy, look here. 1965, Michael Jazzy ran the mile in 3 minutes, 53 seconds. He broke the record set by Peter Schnell in 1964. And yeah, what a name, Michael Jazzy. Well, actually, Michel Jazzy. I guess he was France.
Okay.
1966, this comes from Minnesota, so I'm sure you'll like it. Minnesota set a league record when they hit 6 home runs in 1 inning.
Okay.
1973, one of the greatest horses of all times in thoroughbred racing, Secretariat, won the 105th Belmont Stakes by 31 lengths and ran the fastest 1.5 miles on dirt at 2:24.
I watched that. I watched the Triple Crown. It was always Saturday at 5 p.m. Like, there was used to be like, I forget the name of the show. It was on ABC Sports.
Yep. ABC Wide World of Sports. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Agony of defeat. I watched the Triple Crown. I could say I watched it live on TV.
1978, Larry Holmes won a 15-round split decision over Ken Norton.
I watched that fight, too.
1984, the Pittsburgh Penguins used the first pick overall to select Mario Lemieux in the NHL entry draft. And the rest is history.
Top three greatest player in the game. Top three.
Gretzky number one, Gordie Howe number two, Mario Lemieux number three. I'll live with that. Yes. 1985, here's one for you, Earl. The Los Angeles Lakers won the NBA title by defeating the Boston Celtics. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar scored 29 points.
I watched that game in Mankato, Minnesota.
I knew it was going to be in Minnesota because you weren't in L.A.
Me, Bob Bastian was in the middle of about 40 Americans. Let's put it that way.
Okay. So white
40 Larry
Americans.
Boys
yeah.
Five.
Okay. Awesome. You were really pushing it. 1990, Monica Seles becomes the youngest winner in French Open history when she beat Steffi Graf. 1993, the Montreal Canadiens won their 24th Stanley Cup. 1994, Lisa Left Eye Lopez of TLC set fire to her boyfriend's home. Her boyfriend was Andre Rison of the Atlanta Falcons. We remember that story. And then sadly, tragically, a couple of years later, we lost Lisa in an accident down there in Uruguay or Costa Rica, one of those places. And yeah, tragic situation. In 1996, Frank Thomas of the Chicago White Sox hit his 200th career home run.
Yep.
1996, Ryan Hancock became the first California Angel pitcher to get a hit in 24 years. Nolan Ryan was the previous pitcher to do so in 1972. 2001, wow. Ray Bourque of the Colorado Avalanche won his first Stanley Cup. He retired from the NHL just 17 days later after a 22-year career. And later on that year, I actually hosted his wedding at the Atlantis. I was one, wow. I was one of the MCs and DJs at his wedding. Had Claude Lemieux at that wedding as well, too. Yeah, man. Big up to Ernest Fischer and Andre Wood for making that happen for me back in the day.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome.
There you go. 2001, Patrick Waugh of the Colorado Avalanche became the first National Hockey League NHL player to win three Conn Smythe trophies. The award is given to the playoff's most valuable player. In 2001, John Van Beesbrouck of the New Jersey Devils announced his retirement from the NHL after 19 seasons. And in 2008, Ken Griffey Jr. of the Cincinnati Reds hit his 600th career home run. Only Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, and Sammy Sosa had more at the time. Wow. And your sports quote for the day, you can become a winner only if you're willing to walk over the edge. Damon Runyon. All right. Okay. Now, that's a wrap on Today in Sports History. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. On the flip side of the break, Earl, we got to get into it. We got to get into the conversation. We got to have a little powwow coming up. All right. And that's the home court. And we'll be talking with the organizers of the Uncle Lou Celebrity Invitational. It is all things SAC coming up. Do you have on your red shirt on the Zoom? If you don't, I strongly suggest you go and put on a red shirt. Get in full SAC mantra.
I do have a red shirt with me, but unfortunately, it will be a different logo. I'm just going to...
No, don't wear that. Don't wear that. Don't wear that. No. Get the new version of that. We want the old version of that. Get the
it's a generic version.
Okay. No rocking on that. Okay, solid. No, but listen, guess who's joining us? We have some who's who of SAC law, you know.
Listen, okay? If they're in the SAC, they're going to be great people. So
we have Mr. Mike Rowe, the chairman of the SAC Alumni Uncle Lou Charity Golf Tournament good Committee. Man. All right? Along with Mr. Eugene Nairn. All right?
Good move.
SAC is robust in here today. Very robust.
Two good men.
As a matter
older
of fact...
Older than I am, good man.
But they look younger than you, Purdy, so you need to do some work. You need to work on your game.
No, step it up.
No,
don't try to swell the head because you got them in there. I know them very well.
Listen, man, I used to St. Andrews alumni. You think I could try to swell any sock head? I try to throw a rock at you at every chance. Like, yeah, do you know how I go? Some things just die hard. That's
you
why.
Have to show that Mr. Nairn is what you call Mr. St. Augustine's. He is the longest standing, and I might be wrong, he could correct me, the longest standing president of the Alumni Association. When you talk about, you think I love sock? You think Earl loves SAC? You need to listen to Eugene. That's a SAC.
Hey, listen, whatever St. Andrews alumni just texted in and say red is for Lucayan, you're not helping the situation right now. You're not. You're not. And because of that, now we're going to take a break, and I need to go call the Eastern Road, have a conversation with a couple of my St. Andrews friends so they can remind me that at the end of the day, they're still number one in our own mind. You know what I mean?
Listen, they're good for writing the check. That's all that matters.
Hey, just remember, you remember what St. Andrews' song is? All right, it's okay. You will work for us one day. Whoosh, whoosh. We signed the check.
I don't care. As long as it's right, as long as it's some big checks, write the check.
Yeah, you know, we tell you, y'all go in on the track and we'll cut the check in back. That's how we do it. All right? All right. Let's go to the break, Mr. Producer. This is Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Coming up on the flip side of the break, we'll have a great conversation with Mr. Mike Rowe, Mr. Eugene Nairn. Of course, it's all about the Uncle Lou Charity Golf Tournament. All right, the committee's here. We're going to talk about it. The big things popping right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on the flip side of the break. What kind of soccer be in the studio? I need to go drink some holy water real quick. Take me to the break. Take me to the break.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall GL Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays, too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads, too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care. For every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And listen, before we get into it with our committee from the Uncle Lou Charity Golf Tournament, Pearly, listen here.
Yes, sir.
I know, boy. Yes, look, I like looking at something here now, boy. I don't know. You all look like you have been keeping company with some people who've been to St. Andrews, my brother, because look here. You know you could win a car in this tournament, right? You're all pulling out all the stops, boy. Two-person scramble. Net score tournament, minimum of 7 drives for players. All right, so you know them fellas who like to do the golf tournament circuit, you know, This for y'all. Come out. I seen y'all do it for the banks, insurance companies, and all kind of stuff. Come do it for Uncle Lou. All right? Now check this out.
Always tell people, the young generation don't know, but those of us who went to St. Augustine's, when Uncle Lou was the headmaster, Uncle Lou was the math teacher, headmaster, he has touched the lives of so many of us in a more positive way. He was like a second daddy to us, friend, a mentor, a disciplinarian. And the way he has touched the students of St. Augustine, I don't think in my lifetime, and Eugene, I'm a little older than me, so they've had some other priests, and my father who had some other, some other father figures there. But Uncle Lou has been, to me, and I can say this for my class, and many of us in our generation have been there, more than a father figure to us. So when it comes to doing something in his name, we try to make sure to do it right.
I'm telling you, man, and the format is awesome. Like I said, two-person scramble, net score tournament, minimum of 7 drives per player, and the handicapping, you got a 35% team average handicap, all right? So you can have males and females on your team, all right? And no verified handicap is 10 persons max, all right? So you can't beat that. Now check this out. Shotgun start. You know I like them shotguns. Bang, bang, Lulu. 8 a.m. Lick it off early. 7 holes having double tees, all right? Now, real easy to register. Payment is on or before Wednesday, the 8th of June. All right? And that confirms your registration. And it is definitely, you know, going to a great cause. And the final cutoff is 45 minutes before the start, if space is available. And it's 500 per team. And it's a maximum of 50 teams. So I think it's something that you guys could definitely take advantage of. All my golfers. I see y'all in the sports chat groups talking this and talking that and talking about your new putter. And you was finding the hole all on the back nine. Well, put your money where your mouth is. You can talk about it, but I won't see it. And it's all for a good cause. And great prizes as well, Pearly. Check this out. The top 15 winning teams are going to get prizes. But you got some prizes. Like, listen, the first hole in one on the hole number 3 only can win a brand new BMW or Toyota Highlander. And I ain't lying, you know. When they talking about BMW, and I ain't know a thing or two about BM and Beamers, all right? The prize, if you hit that hole in one, is a brand new, beautiful 2022 BMW X1 valued at $63,000. And I can tell you, as an X1 owner, they're a beautiful ride. Loves my X1.
I look so good going down West Bay Street with that.
Yes,
wow.
But okay. And then when you drive down and be like, look at Pearly done buy that new car going through the midlife crisis. Look at him.
And then, don't say it, but they know what the famous words will be. Don't say it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say it, but I know it coming. In fact, you should put that on your license plate.
Oh, yeah, because there's the one good thing that's coming very known is giving you the personalized license plate. Say, okay.
Are they personalizing your license plate now?
I think I heard that, yeah.
So I need N-A-U-T, N-A-U-T-I, and then the letter 1, like naughty 1. We'll make that happen.
I got a Pearly 62.
I thought it was Pearly 69, but anyway, that's a different story for another day. It's sponsored by the Auto Mall, all right? So big up to the Auto Mall on Shirley Street. My crew over at the Auto Mall, man, got to big them up each and every time. And it's going to be insured by Jack Stanley Insurance, located upstairs in the Executive Motors, all right? On the Toyota showroom on Shirley Street. And right there on the corner of Buenatero Road and Shirley Street. You can't miss it, all right? So you know where Auto Mall is and all that good stuff. And that's a Beamer X1 if you get a hole-in-one. So you cannot go wrong, man. It's a great tournament. It's a great price because when you think about it, you know, you divvy up the teams. You know, you got a couple of people on the team. You know, everybody put the little kitty in and do what you got to do. But you know what? They got some great sponsors too, Pearly. I can't lie. I mean, you can tell who be in the sock. Chances, Games, Coca-Cola, Oak Tree Medical. I get all my testing done. Big up to the Oak Tree crew. The Island Luck Cares Foundation, Checkers Cafe, Executive Motors, QBC, Price Waterhouse Coopers, 9 to 5 Imports, Mama Sassy's Gourmet Foods, Global Insurance, Bonaventure Labs, Centerville Food Store, DigiPrint, our boy Big Pete over at DigiPrint, man. Big up to the crew at DigiPrint, man. Comfort Suites, Ashorvin, yes, man, my good friend Garvin and the crew over there at Ashorvin, Floral Fantasia, Flaunted, Baker Tilly, Woodside Insurance, Fox Foundation, and Jack Stanley Insurance. So they got a bevy of sponsors. All you need to do now if you're a golfer is show up and sign and put your money where your mouth is. You know what I mean? Now, I'm going to be out there, but you know what I do on the golf course? I go like, if you watch the movie Caddyshack, I'm kind of like Bill Murray. I like to hide out in the weeds, and then you go to hit. I say, four, and freak you out, and then go to the next hole. So, gents, welcome to the show, man. I wanted to get all your information out there because it is a great tournament. And like Earl said, Uncle Lou made a great impression on all our lives. I went to Zarvia's for many years. All right. And then, you know, I went to Oxford. I was in grade school with Daria right up until we came out of Zarvia's. So I know Uncle Lou very, very well. You all used to know him from that way. I used to know him on the after school pickup. And you know, and one thing about Uncle Lou, man, Uncle Lou always used to bring extras for after school. You know, just you ain't just bringing for Daria, you bring him for everybody. It's good people's, man. I remember many a day at track meets and swim meets at Zarvia's and later on at St. Francis Cathedral. And just always, again, a larger-than-life figure, but who was also very touchable and very approachable and always had a kind word for you. So, we miss him, but his legacy lives on, as you can see, still going strong today. So welcome to the show, gents. And I tell you, boy, y'all got some big prizes. Boy, I'm trying to think, maybe I should get my golf club out and see if I get lucky and win another Beamer, man.
For golfers, we got a lot rounds at the different courses at Albany, Paradise Island, Exuma.
What?
Bahama.
So they could actually win prizes to go golf at these great courses. Yeah.
And even at the 9-hole down here in Oaksville, you know. Listen, don't
sleep on that 9-hole with Georgia and them got on the back nine right there. That's a good nine holes back there.
A tough little test. If you believe you got game, go there and try it out.
Try that one, yeah.
But, you know, we're very excited. Again, at the Uncle Lou Charity Tournament, a golf tournament at the Royal Blue Golf Course, Bahama, on Saturday, June 11th. The weather promises to be good. Go online, check your satellite out. The weather should have a good morning. It's breaking, so we are good people.
They're going to golf. You can golf.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, this is Gardner. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Gardner? What you got for me today?
You going a different road today. But...
No, man. I got my good friends from SAC here. You know, we got to talk about Uncle Lou and the celebrity invitation. But, you know, I got time to talk about your Celtics. You all won a game last night. I'm surprised you didn't call me at 4:01 p.m. this afternoon to remind me of that. So what you got for me? Your Celtics still look bipolar compared to how they were against Miami. Like, nobody won't win the series. So I think I got to take a robust look at game four to really know how this thing will end up. Because look like they're playing hot potato. Nobody really won't win this one. Gardner, you still there? Boy, we lost Gardner. Mr. Producers. Oh, you got to unmute your mic there, Gardner. Unmute your phone. Your phone on mute. You got us now, Gardner?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Yeah, man. Hey, that smartphone will get you sometimes. You got to unmute it. But yeah, nonetheless, like I said, I'm still trying to figure out which Celtic team is going to show up because we saw this pattern against Miami. So at the end of the day, do they take that route again?
Well, I told you, all we had to do was take care of the turnovers.
Take care of the turnovers, but...
Right. That was it. Take care of the ball. And that's what happened, right? He took care of the ball.
Right, but now again, Gardner Boyle's back to my point. We saw that against Miami the last time. They came back, they took care of the ball, they did well, and then in game four, messed the bed. So
it's a two in a row chant now. We winning this next one and going back to Oakland to finish them off.
All right. Burley, you got anything to say on that, Matt?
I reserve my Celtic comments for tomorrow.
I'm found it. But watch this. Hey, I'm a QC man. I'm a student of Queens College.
Oh, now. I'm so sorry to hear that, man. You and my late aunt were the same thing. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry for you. I'm so sorry for you, my brother. So sorry.
We had used to be inferred in the conversation.
We were a soccer student at school. And my days, we were the sprint school. Stock wasn't ready for us in sprint, in the spring.
I hear y'all wanted to sprint because everybody was sprinting trying to get out of QC and go to soccer or St. Andrews. That's what I hear.
I don't know what sprint he talking about. Who in QC could have spent? Bob Mills could have managed you, right? But he came to St. Augustine's.
Leslie Pipham, you know what's the name? Leslie Thompson, you know, Delery Seminet. We had Sprinters. We always had Sprinters.
Man, you all came. Delery's Judy Lundy would have leave her in the dust. Come on, man. Missouri Sherman, Judy Lundy.
Gardner.
Hey, hold on, man.
We got to finish talking.
Let him know, Mike. Let
we got to finish
know.
Talking golf, Gardner, but I appreciate you chiming in today, bro. All right? And make sure you hit me tomorrow.
Hey.
But yeah, man. So who else you got for me? Because he threw off some good names right there. Vassie Thompson and that, man. Come on.
Vassie Thompson was no sprinters compared to what Saka.
And you said
but QC just managing to win on Cuba Sport Meet the other day in St. Augustine's. Come back and back him.
Oh, God.
Back in the day, it was Government Eye in St. Augustine's.
That
who
was
owned
it.
The jacket.
Was
it?
That was
no,
it.
QC. Hey,
and
fella.
You're starting to feel yourself, too. You know why? Because you're starting to win in the swimming pool, and that's not really your territory. You know, back in the day, St. Andrews could honestly say, go kill us on the track, we would kill you all in the pool, but now look like
that's where QC's strength was. Back in the day, Jock Hall and Andy Knowles and them.
No. Yeah, and you know, but Andy, yeah. No, and you, just how you said it, Jock Hall and Andy Knowles, and guess what happened after them?
No, like I said.
Then you had to have the Inigo Fenicavalias, the Andrew Thompsons, the John Penders, the men of St. Andrews.
Uh-huh.
And we owned that for a while.
Yeah, like I'll give that to you all.
Yeah, because I don't know any SOC alumni or QC alumni who's won 7 national swimming championships in a row, which is a dynasty in your own right. But
like
you know who has? You're looking at it right here.
Naughty.
This guy. And I got a hard bit of it.
Naughty.
But you know, I was trained by the late Betty Cole, who was a very good friend.
You were trained by St. Augustine.
Thank you very much. So see, you could claim me indirectly.
Yes. But Naughty.
Yeah.
I like that dynasty you say, but I don't know any school that went more than 20 plus track and field.
Y'all own track and field in this lifetime and 3 lifetimes to come.
25 years straight.
Now, Pearl, Earl the Pearl, and of course, you know, gents, this is another one of your famous SOC alumni. We refer him, you know, and this is Earl Thompson. We refer to him as Earl the Pearl. But see, now he's smiling, Earl. Oh, good people. We know who that is.
Class of 79.
Class of 79.
I think it's
no. My new claim to fame is
Buddy.
I'm the big brother, the principal. That's my claim to fame.
Your sister's now the headmistress, and your father was one of the first students that went to SOC.
Yeah, and notice how he said, my claim to fame is my sister is the principal. She'll tell it like this. Yeah, Earl, that's my brother. That's my brother. Yeah, he's my brother.
That's Earl's sister. Early, I don't know name no more. Either somebody's father or now the principal brother. I can live with that.
One thing I must say that I have to give SOC, and it ties into events like this, I could just imagine a bunch of SOC alumni coming out and attending this and not even going near the golf course, but coming out and supporting it because it's an Uncle Lou event.
That's right. That's right.
And
we're encouraging the alumni to come out. We're encouraging the alumni who golf to make sure that they come out, sign up, and play.
Right.
Right? You know, it's going to be a wonderful event. The weather is going to be good. You know, for SOC, the weather always comes around.
Yeah, now you're tying it into the divine prowess of that sock so much. But that's what y'all is really pushing.
Can't you see the halo around Gino's head?
I see it. I thought that was a ball plate, but hey, it's a halo. When I get there, I have a halo also. I'm there. But Gino, let us know a little bit about the prizes and the tournament and stuff, man. And
as mentioned, Mike was reading off some of the prizes that we have. Hotel stay. We have people who could win prize to play on the golf course. Got iPhones.
Trips.
I mean, you got a bevy of good prizes. I like the fact that if I'm a golfer and I sign up, I can win and go and play in Grand Bahama or somewhere else. That's a good little trip.
Yes, you could win. And you got prize for the longest hole drive for males and female.
And you all golfers take that serious, like the hole in one and the longest drive and all that. You can win great prizes for that.
You're closest to the pin as well?
Two closest to the pin prizes.
There you go.
And you got even one for the honest golfer.
There is no such thing as an honest golfer. You look another day, somebody working that scorecard or whatever, or kicking that ball.
Any youngest or oldest golfer, nothing like that, eh?
No, we didn't go that far. Maybe the next time we got to explore some things. We got the first 15 teams winners of prizes. And of course, you know, you got 2-person teams, so your team won, both you and your partner wins a prize.
There you go. There's ample opportunity to enjoy yourself and finish, you know, in the prizes. And it's for a great cause.
Yes.
Now, can you touch a little bit on what the foundation does when you raise these funds and how the foundation gives back? Because I know the foundation gives back.
Well, the event is built on a dream that Uncle Lou had while he was at SOC to build sporting facilities at the school.
Nothing wrong with that.
To keep SOC in the forefront or the cutting edge
of all the sports.
Right.
And not just academics, you know. And most schools, most successful schools are built on a strong athletic program because people want to be known as winners. So we have the highly educated kids who don't know sports, but if you were there with Uncle Lou and he see you on the field, you might not know you could play soccer. But he see you out there doing intramurals and stuff, or PE, physical right. ed, he come to you and say, look, you're going to play soccer, you can play basketball. So he would find the talent.
So he had an eye for talent ahead of time, long before.
Yes, and Bill, you know, and Uncle Lou mentored many, many of us. Many of us, not just SAC graduates or SAC students
right.
at the time.
Bahamian kids in general.
In yeah. general. You know, he went all over the place. You know, he was involved in track as one of the founders of the track.
BAISS.
BAIS, you know, the referees. Who called yeah.
Who called the games?
Yeah. Yes, who called the games? You
yeah.
know,
yeah. Uncle Lou was involved and in, was instrumental in the total development of sports from the administrative for the training as well as the refereeing, and he of course he was all of our coaches. He coached everybody. Yeah. He was director of athletics at St. Augustine, built the sports program. One of the things I said this morning, you know, I go to St. Augustine's and. Uncle Lou's dream, I think if he came back today, he'd say, my God, they still running on that same track. We went in the 60s. That's right. The track that we ran on. We got Shawn A. Miller,
the
number one athlete in the world in her category.
Correct.
She ran on that track. Man, it's high time. We produced
it. We got to fix a track.
We got it, right. And that's a part of this dream.
And then your pool, let's be real, y'all were one of the first swimming pools in the country for the longest. And then St. Andrews built that. And I'm not bragging you now. I'm having a contest. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And now, thank God, we have the facilities at the National Sports Authority right. with the Betty Kenning Swimming Complex. But SAC's pool still needs to be, you know, upgraded and stuff because you could do the high school meets there and whatnot.
That's right. And that was built when I was in school, when we were in school, you know.
And y'all had all kind of been swimming that pool, including me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to definitely, like, with youth sports for me is very important. So to know that they're going to improve the facilities at St. Augustine's, and that's something that Uncle Lou wanted to be part of his legacy was important to him.
Right, yes.
And it's great for you guys to continue that as
right,
well.
So it's an ongoing fundraising effort to complete two softball fields.
Right.
And then the track is on the agenda, and we have a multi-purpose sports building. And you can play indoors, basketball,
like a gym,
volleyball,
right?
That's
a proper
right.
gym,
tennis,
and
right.
you do your indoor
that's
stuff.
That's right.
And maybe a facility like that, we could see the return of like netball for the girls and some other things
right,
like that.
Right.
Because I've talked with some older sports enthusiasts here, and they told me netball was hot stuff back
that's
in the day.
Right,
just
that's right.
So the problem is we got a lot of expat teachers that actually taught it and played it for so many years.
Yeah.
But now it's gone by the wayside. Yeah.
So it's a multi-sports facility, which should capture all of that, and that's where we're going. So,
boy, it probably sound like they're trying to get your sister some real good toys and tools to work with up there, boy.
You know, she is a product of Uncle Lou as well, so she believes a lot in the vision that he wanted. And you know, a lot of people, it's synonymous to saying the SAC is a sports power, and bitch, we are the sports power. But one of the things that Uncle Lou pushed on every one of us is getting our academics and keeping our academics in order.
Well,
doing your homework, following up your assignments, and grades was very important to Uncle Lou. So when a lot of people think that St. Augustine's just sports, then you check the BGs, and are they the GCE and the BJC results always in the top, and right, and that tradition is continuing through Sonia Knowles, and now with Maurice C. Thompson is continuing.
But Thompson, did you know, I had to do a little bit of research on Uncle Lou when I got involved in this. You know, Uncle Lou was the top student graduating of the first graduate of the 1950 the full time students graduating class. He was number one, the highest GPA in the school.
Yeah.
I think I was close to all us. Believe we were close to Uncle Lou, and he's Uncle Lou was a man. Never mentioned none of that.
No. Wow.
Uncle Lou went off to university. His degree is in mathematics.
Ah, okay.
Uncle Lou played volleyball, baseball, tennis.
Let her say where he went to school, please. Go ahead, Earl. Tell everybody where he went to school.
St. John's University at Collegeville, Minnesota.
I'm playing my violin as you say it shamelessly and plug it every chance you get.
He was a star of the tennis team and a star of the wrestling team. You imagine this little island boy going up to Minnesota and being a star.
Hold on, Tommy. He was the NCAA champion.
Yeah. Right.
For that school.
But let me, I hear the story was, Uncle Lou got a care package from home. And had some grits and Johnny cake and thing in it. And a couple of them white fellas from Minnesota said, I want sample this. And Uncle Lou had to tie them up in a knot. No, you ain't touching my food. And I had a wrestling coach around and say, dude, we need you out here. You're Greco-Roman Catch-a-Sketch-Can.
Yeah.
But it's just a tribute to Uncle Lou, man. And guess what? What I loved about him, too, he had a good sense of humor, too. Good sense of humor.
Yeah.
I remember a story one time. I used to come home, and every Saturday, and the late Dominic Elliott, and oh, I'm so sorry we lost Dom recently, and it really, really hurts, man. We used to go down to the Priory, and we used to work on our game playing basketball every Saturday. We'd play a lot of the older Cougars that were there, and we'd hear stories. And that's where I got them stories from about Houston Moultrie from breaking up the glass bottle on the court when he couldn't get a guy. He'd be there for days. But how he carried on the Houston 70 is mild compared to how he carried on the Priory grounds. But I said, I have to say this. One Saturday, I kept trying to go left. And then pull up, and some were dropping and some weren't, but the whole move was to get to the spot and pull up. And Uncle Lou come down, and he was older then, and he say, come here, Thompson, because my grandpa was KM, so he always just called me Thompson. Tommy, come here. Say, I know you have two left feet, but slide the second one over just a little bit in the jump shot before. And I started killing myself laughing, and I tried it, and after that, took the extra half a step, and everything lined up perfect. The man had an eye for the game. Whatever sport it was,
yes.
Basketball, football, soccer, baseball, tennis. And we need to recapture that kind of legacy here with our coaches.
Volleyball.
We need to capture that with our coaches here now that we, in, especially in the school system, that we have a coach that could identify on multiple levels talent and nurture them.
Yeah.
We got to get back to that. And I mean, if you look back at what SAC has put out over the years, you have to tip your hat to it. Don't mind me with the regular back and forth, you know. Talking smack. SAC is a wonderful institution. Put out many great behaviors. So I feel, go out and support this because they need the sporting facilities to match. It's only right to give Uncle Lou that legacy. And that multiple, I mean, this is a no-brainer, but the multi-purpose indoor facility will obviously be the Uncle Lou Adderley Gymnasium,
that'd
correct?
That's a crown and glory.
Yeah, okay, I don't want to hear no brother Henry Muffin Gym now, and I think it works.
No.
We'll give him the cooking section, you know. We'll dedicate the new kitchen to Brother Henry and the muffins.
Yeah. I thought you wanted to know, you used to come up to St. Augustine's for Uncle Henry muffins as well.
I used to practice every Saturday with Betty Claw at St. Augustine's, you know, and swim in the cold pool then. So obviously, my mummy, Lord bless her dad, a good Zavius woman, you know what I mean, and came up here with all the nuns and stuff. You got to go to Brother Henry for the muffin. And that was that.
Yep.
I knew about Brother Henry. Okay, Earl, I got something before we go to the break. And we'll go to the break and then we'll wrap this. Okay, Stat Boy just texted in. You know what Stat Boy just told me? He won't go to SAC. Take me to the break, man. I can cry. Tell your sister she got a wish. Stat Boy is going to be a soccer. Take me to the break, producer. I'm about to cry.
Happen.
Take me to the break, man. Give me the break. Give it today.
Need to satisfy your late night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC Fried Chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're wrapping things up. Pearl, you got anything to say before we get out of here? Because I know it's Saturday today, so I want you to have your just desserts.
You know, we spoke about the involvement that Uncle Lewis had with St. Augustine's and young people, but one of the other things that we talk about is his involvement in the church and his love for the Roman Catholic Church, and he gave his life not just to St. Augustine's, but he gave his life to the Bahamas, through the church and through his and all the things that he did in the church. And we're hoping one day that the Roman Catholic Church will bestow an honor on him that no other Bahamian has ever seen. So he has been a great inspiration to not just St. Augustine's people, but like Mike said earlier, to
the country,
people outside of St. Augustine's.
Yeah.
He has touched many a lives. So we should support this event. Even if we can't golf like me right now, my clubs, I need new clubs.
But I hear you got a problem with your putter. Stop lying. I hear your putter ain't working.
My long ball is very good, though.
Okay, good. Okay. Once the long ball works, then you still got a chance. I try not to go into Joker's Wild mode on this show every day because you all just be throwing setups. Setups galore. Premise, setup, punchline, you know? That's what I'm used to.
Naughty, I want to send a shout out to all the St. Augustine alumni out there, and especially those golfers and the golfing fraternity as a whole, that the Uncle Lou Charity Golf Tournament. We can't stress that enough. Uncle Lou Charity, that's the first one. We intend to make it an annual event. It's going to be at the Royal Blue Golf Course in Bahama on this coming Saturday on June 11th. Check the weather forecast. Go on your computer and check it. It promises to be a very good morning on Saturday until about 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We should be done by then. And we promise to give you, show you a very good time. So come out, see if you could be, see if you are the guys who didn't go to SAC, come out there, see if you could beat the SAC golfers.
Now see, that you know, you already trying to throw people off, but if you didn't go to SAC, you already getting them off on the wrong foot. You already getting them fired up. You already, you know, getting in the mental. Let's bring him.
Let him come out
there. I didn't go to SAC. I going out to prove something. Four, lone ball in the bush and then in the water and then drink.
Yeah, I just want
fired up.
I want to add to, you know, to reiterate the number one prize.
Yeah, that Beamer?
The BMW 2022
X1. XI. Very nice.
$63,000 value on this car.
Beautiful car.
Know, come out and try your skill and see what happens, you know.
There you go.
Anybody could win.
And listen, sometimes, you know, you sign up, you just try for the hole-in-one. You never know, you might get lucky. That might be the only hole-in-one you ever got in your life.
And I think they may be taking, maybe giving you more than one shot. If you buy, you can buy a second shot for $10. I believe that trying to give you a chance.
Sound like a plan.
I don't know if it's finalized yet, but they were talking about it.
There you go.
The tournament coordinators.
Well, we got
to
get...
One last thing. if you want to... to assist us, you can make donations to St. Augustine's alumni and just earmark it Uncle Lou Charity Golf Club.
There you go. I got all the information here. We'll do a full recap of it again tomorrow going into the weekend, and I'll get it out there for you guys again to make sure people attend it. But it is going down Royal Blue Golf Course, Bahama, Saturday, 11th of June. That's this Saturday, the Uncle Lou Charity Golf Tournament, all for a great cause. I want to thank Earl the Pearl for chiming in. I want to thank all my guests from earlier, Chef Comer from Tropical Gyros. Of course, Jonathan Lord, Mr. You know, Fenton, yeah, from the Kansas City Chiefs, and of course, our good friends from Rev as well for being here earlier, Danielle and the crew, and like I said, I want to thank the SAC alumni for being here, Pearly for chiming in, and everybody for making it a good one today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads, and like I always tell you, be good, Bahamas, and if you can't be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.